Hey everybody, this is Randy from Elder Geek, and with me, I've actually got Bradley Burr of Rogue Pirate Ninja Interactive. Brad, how's it going?
How you doing, man? Good to be on the show.
Thanks, man. So, tell me about Rogue Pirate Ninja Interactive.
RPNI primarily has been a group we've been around for about a year and a half, 2 years, and we primarily focus on iPhone, iTouch, iPad games. We've got two games officially now out in the market, and we've got prototypes for several other ones that we're working on currently.
Now, you guys are actually considered as like an indie group, though, right?
Definitely, man. We are not supported by any publisher or anything like that. Everything that we do is done solely by the 3 or 4 person team that we have here.
That's awesome. And you do mostly the music, for them, correct?
Correct. I do music and audio. So I do the sound effects, I do the music, I do all the trailer music whenever we put out a trailer or anything like that. So,
oh, that's awesome. The two games that you guys have actually put out are Tower Assault and Curse of Zombie Island. Tower Assault, Curse of Zombie Island, and Iris AG. Now, which one was the first one? Which one was the second one?
Iris AG was the first game that we put out. It's kind of a match 3 style. We call it a reverse Tetris game in that you move around the base as the blocks just drop straight down. And it's kind of like a spacey soundtrack. It's got a couple of different, you know, backgrounds and stuff. It's a fun little game. It was our first one. Didn't really sell all that well, but we thought it was pretty solid. The second game that we put out which just released over the summer, is Tower Assault Curse of Zombie Island. And this is keeping with our reverse theme. It's kind of a reverse tower defense game in that instead of handling a whole bunch of different towers and destroying enemies that come down a path, we have a whole bunch of zombies that are like your crew that you have to get through. Like a field that's got like a city or a field or a walkway or something like that. And then there's towers all around that you can attack and you have to destroy them and get to the end of the level without completely annihilating your army. So
that's kind of awesome. Now you did the music and the sound effect. Now when were you involved in like the design process all along, or were they like, hey, we designed this game and now we need some music and can you hook us up?
One of the things I found about Jonathan Wolf is the lead programmer, the producer, everything you want to call it. He's the guy who kind of made RPNI a reality. One of the things that he's always been really good about is contacting everybody and being like, this is what I'm thinking we should do. What do you guys think? And so throughout the design process, pretty much everybody who was involved in the game had some hand in some of the design work. I didn't necessarily like help design any levels or anything.
Right.
But I would take a look at screenshots and be like, hey, why don't we try this? You know, this might be something to be kind of cool. Why don't we, you know, try this one little specific gameplay idea? And, you know, we'll roll with it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you know, we're like, okay, you know, that was pretty bad. Let's move on from that.
No, that's actually kind of awesome. I mean, I don't think people realize how important kind of music is when it comes to puzzle games or even kind of strategy games like that. It's because, like, I don't know, when you think back to, like, Tetris on the NES, probably the first thing that pops in your mind is the music that came along with it, or even Tetris just, like, on a Game Boy. So, like, puzzle games and strategy games rely so heavily on music. So that's pretty awesome that you got to, you know, take your hand in that.
Definitely. With Iris particularly, it was important to have something that kind of helped keep people involved with the game besides just the gameplay itself. Because there was, you know, it was just you play until you die or you lose or whatever. And
right.
So as a result, you get a lot of, you know, okay, it's just a couple of sound effects in a row. We wanted something that would kind of help keep it immersive. And so, like, as you go throughout the game, each track, you'll have one track. If you go up to the next level, it'll kind of flow into the next one. And it kind of keeps it a little bit interesting instead of just being, oh, you know, I've been on the same screen for the last 2 hours as I'm getting a high score, but it's really boring. We didn't want to have
right.
something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's great. Now, what do you do like, to recharge your batteries? Cause creating music can be a pretty draining process, especially if you have to keep going back over and redoing tracks over and over again. What do you kind of do to recharge your personal batteries?
Well, like I said earlier, I work for Microsoft as like a side job. So music definitely isn't kind of everything that I do. So that gives me somewhere else I can go and I can do something else. When I'm, you know, just hanging around the house or something like that, obviously I like to play video games. I mean, I love my Xbox. I play a ton of stuff on that.
Yeah.
And I also play Ultimate Frisbee with the college that's in town here, Houghton College. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Now, what are you involved in any other kind of geeky activities aside from video games? Are you secretly like a comic book collector or anything else along those lines?
No, I mean, I don't collect comic books or anything like that. I build computers as, you know, just for like the heck of it. I'll build people computers and stuff like that. I actually have one sitting over here in the corner right now that I got to ship out. But I don't really collect, you know, anything like that. I like some nerdy movies, but that's about it.
Now, we actually met at MAGFest. Like, did you go just because, you know, did you go to show off your gear, or were you there to, like, listen to some bands and stuff?
Well, I've been going to MAGFest since Mag 5, so this was my fifth one.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I've been going there for a little while.
That's awesome.
And it's always, you know, this time of year, I live up in New York, in northern New York, so, you know, the weather's really nasty out here. There's a ton of snow and all that. So it's always fun to go somewhere else and spend some time with people that I haven't had a chance to see very often. I go for the bands. I go for the panels. I go to see everybody and see all the merch and everything. It's just kind of a lot of fun, and it's a nice weekend off. So
yeah, it really is. It's that alone is kind of it's almost like communal living when you're there. My wife was actually teasing me. She's like, you're not used to, you know, living by, you know, with just the two of us. You're used to this communal living kind of thing, you know, wake up and go have lunch with everybody, wake up and go drinking with everybody, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I think it was my second or third year. We were supposed to have four people in our room. We had two beds. Four guys share two beds. It was, you know, whatever. We'll go do our thing. We're only going to be sleeping there for a couple hours a night anyways. Right. We wound up with like 15 people sleeping in our room at one point. They're like hanging off the walls. We had somebody on top of the TV cabinet. It was great. So
that's awesome. All right. Now back to RPNI. How did they find you? I mean, were you friends with them, or did they find you through like your OC Remix channel, or?
Actually, OC Remix is how it worked out. Jonathan has always been a big fan of video game music in general, like old chip tunes and all that kind of stuff. He thought that stuff was so much fun. And so when he was looking for a composer, he knew he wanted to find somebody who was specifically a game composer and not just, oh, I write music for film, you know, all that kind of stuff. He wanted something that had the strong melodies, you know, the interesting backgrounds and all that you get with game music specifically. So he came to OC Remix and he posted in one of the forums. He was like, hey, I'm looking for somebody to write music for us. And a whole bunch of people responded. He called everybody and kind of interviewed me. He called me and interviewed me. And he wound up, I sent him a couple demo tracks as well, and he wound up settling with me because I quote-unquote.
Settling with you.
Yeah, exactly. Because I best reflected the vision he was going for, which was, we're going to make some games and we're going to have fun with it. You know, he didn't
That's
want
awesome.
Anything that was like, some people were sending him all these like resumes and stuff. Okay. I just was like, hey, I'll write music for you and I don't really care if you pay me because it'll be fun. And he was like, oh, you know, actually I kind of like your attitude and I like the way that you're approaching this because it's just, I mean, they're games, you know. You can get really serious with games and then they suck. Or you can get really, have a lot of fun with them as you're creating them. And then the games reflect that. And that's something that we wanted to go for, so.
That's really very, very cool. Now, do you guys have any other projects that are currently in the works? Or do you have any side projects that you're working on?
I also work with another independent game studio. We haven't released any games or anything like that, but we have had an Xbox Live arcade game in the works for about a year and a half now. The studio's called Novo Interactive, and it's comprised with people who work at several different major studios, including some of the studios that Majesco produces for and some other ones. Like a couple of the guys have worked on Gears of War, Gears of War 2, like some big-name games. So this is just kind of what they do in their spare time. It's kind of we're working on like a isometric action game with a lot of teamwork elements, kind of a combination of Super Smash Brothers and Diablo 2. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's just taking forever to do because, like I said, we're all working on it in our spare time. But it's got over 80 minutes of soundtrack, so it's been a lot of fun, and it's a ton of work. So
damn, 80 minutes of soundtrack? That's pretty damn impressive, man.
So it'll be a lot of fun when it comes out. It's lots of high-energy music. Same thing. We wanted to have fun with it, and we really have been having fun with it so far. So
now, earlier you admitted that that you also, you know, work for Microsoft. How does Microsoft feel about you doing all this stuff? Are they pretty psyched, or do they kind of not know?
They have no idea who I am. So I work through a vendor company. Is just you know, employees call up when they can't get through the Outlook, and I say, do this thing, and then it works. So
that's kind of cool. So nobody knows who they're actually talking to when they actually get a hold of you.
Apparently,
that's pretty badass. All right, so now, what about RPNI stuff? Are they planning on taking this to anything other than iPhone, you know, iPad, that kind of stuff?
We've primarily been working with the iDevice, you know, all that whole set of stuff, just because of the fact that there's such a huge install base. I mean, look at like the iPad. I mean, there's, you know, 7 or 8 million out there. You look at the iPhone, even the iPhone 4, even though it just came out, there's so many of them out in the wild, and so many people can just, or even with the iPod. With the iPod Touch, I mean, it's not like you have to be locked into a contract. You just have something that you listen to music on, and there's some games for it as well.
And that audience also seems to be really open to the concept of actually buying shit through their iPod / iPhone.
Definitely. I mean, there was just an article that came out on Gamasutra, I think it was, that was talking about how like the top 100 paid apps, like 90 of them were games on
awesome.
In the iTunes market. It's like that's insane when you really think about. You know, there used to be this vision where, oh, everybody that's got the iPod and the iPhone and all that kind of stuff, they're all, you know, businessmen. They don't have time for this stuff. But then you look at that and you see a game that was written by a 14-year-old that's like number one in the world. It's like, you know, this is the kind of stuff that people are looking for. They want something that they can play for 10 minutes when they're the boss or half an hour when they're just wasting some time. And that's what we're trying to do is we want something that's fun for a couple minutes or an hour or 3 hours if you want to sit down and play it.
That's very cool. Now, what about any personal projects? You working on any personal music projects for yourself or strictly for gaming stuff right now?
I recently just was a part of the Link's Awakening remix project on OC Remix. I directed it. It's like a 20 songs. We remixed all the major tracks from Link's Awakening.
I listened to that. It was awesome.
Yeah, we went for like a really kind of like a rainy day vibe. I think it really turned out really well. It's kind of unlike anything else that's really come out from OCR before. So it was really fun to... I did like 4 or 5 tracks on it just to kind of get it out the door. So, I mean, I do my remixing and stuff. I've been entertaining the ideas of making my own album, but that would involve having time, and right now I don't have any, so.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, any, you know, one final question. Any advice for anybody out there who actually wants to start up making, you know, making their own music or you know, starting to do remixes and stuff like that? What would your advice be for the younger guys out there?
Yeah, get involved with the community. I mean, the way that I started, you know, I was in high school. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff, but I knew that I liked game music. I got involved with OC Remix. I got involved with VG Mix when it was still up. Like, get out there, those are going to be the people who will really help you out in terms of learning how to make the music and all that kind of stuff. You can try doing it on your own, but you're not going to really learn unless you're going after it. And there's so many people on, like, OCR and some other places that will totally just, like, spend an afternoon or spend an evening and just be like, yeah, I'll totally help you learn some of this. And then you just got to write as much as you possibly can. Like, not necessarily every day, but, you know, sit down and spend a couple hours a week working on this stuff really hardcore and getting into it. And not just like, oh, I like this beat. I'm going to do 700 songs more like this. Try and stretch yourself as much as you can.
That's excellent, man. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for talking with me today. Real quick, let's go through some sites that we can, so people can actually find your stuff. There's propheticmusic.net. That's prophetic, and the prophetic is actually spelled with a K. So propheticmusic.net, and we'll throw up links below as well. Where can people find Rogue Pirate Ninja Interactive?
The website specifically is just roguepirateninja.com. We have awesome. Information on both of our games there. There's some leaderboards. And our Jonathan Wolf, the guy who is kind of like the director of it, he often will post like developer blogs and stuff like that on the front page. It's not, you know, it's not super often, but right. as stuff is coming up that he finds interesting, he's pretty active in Reddit and a couple other places in terms of just like posting commentary and stuff like that. And he'll often repost it on the website as well. So
awesome. Awesome. Any other sites you want to pimp before we
OCRemix.org, man. There's, you know, 2,000 video game remixes, and plus it's just a great community to be a part of. So,
excellent. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming out today.
Thanks again, Randy.
All right. See ya.